When you let go of something that is not right for you, then that's the time you attract the right things for you.
Because you have to make space for the right things or right people in your life.
Hello, welcome to Sit With Us, the Better Filipinas podcast, a safe and authentic space where we talk about our personal journey as women and all the that come with it. Hi, I'm Micah.
Hi, this is Meg.
Hi, this is Kate.
Hello, this is Monica. We invite you to sit with us. Real conversations for modern Filipinas.
Welcome back to our listeners and welcome to the new listeners who are tuning in today. So thank you everyone who supported our show, especially our last episode where we talked about spotting the red flags in relationships. It was such an interesting conversation and a lot of us were able to relate. Maybe there were red flags that we were experiencing or maybe there were red flags that we have that we need to work on, right? And for everyone who is also joining us today in our show, we'd like to thank you for giving your inputs on our next topic, right?
Yeah, I'm very excited about this topic because in the last episode, I learned so much from you and I learned so much from the community as well from their inputs. So I'm very excited that I'm going to learn a lot more new things about our new topic.
Yes, I agree with you, Kate. I also learned a lot from our last episode. And today, I am also excited that the topic that we are going to discuss today is related to the last episode's topic, right? So we learned to spot the red flags and it really opened our minds. And now we know the red flags. Is it time to let go? Or how to know when it's time to let go?
Wow.
So good question.
Interesting.
We asked you to our community, when do you know? Or how do you know when it's time to let go, right? And I think at one point or another, we let go of a relationship. We let go of a job. We let go of a friend, right?
A situation.
Yes, or a career. So,
I think it's one of the more difficult things to think about, right? Or to decide on if it's time to let go, right? Well, personally, for me.
Yes, of course. I think life is about finding when to hold on and when to let go. And really,
yes.
The red flags now, do we let go or do we hold on, right?
Yeah. Actually, yes. Both are very difficult. Like, even spotting the red flag is already difficult in itself. And now
that's
we have
true.
To think about letting go.
Yeah. And that's true. That is a tough decision to make also, right? But
yeah.
Of course, just the fact that you are asking when to know it's time to let go, it's already hard. It's already difficult.
Yeah. So one of the top answers from our community is when it no longer nurtures their peace. Diba? So when it no longer nurtures your peace, so what does it actually mean? Well, for me, if it's causing me anxiety, that's what it means for me.
Right.
When it's also affecting my mental health. Like there are times that I'm in a situation and my body can feel it that I shouldn't be in that situation.
Mm-hmm. So Meg, do you think it's already a sign that it's time to let go of something when you feel anxious about that specific thing?
Well, at first I will assess why do I feel anxious about it? Or why is it not giving me peace? For one, one of the signs for me that it doesn't nurture my peace is when it feels like I'm expected to sacrifice some of my personal values, or the situation wants me to change into someone I'm really not. So I think that's one of the signs. That's one of the signs.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Or a friend that forces me to stop. I think that's one sign. That's one of the things that, I think I need to let go of this, because it's never going to help me be authentic or true to myself.
Right.
Yeah. I think I say this a lot to my friends, that you should always put your peace as a priority, like your first priority, because it'll really affect your mental health if that's one of the things that you really sacrifice. Also, the values you started talking about, the values, that's also very important, because you always have to be true to yourself. Although, even though I always give this advice to my friends, in hindsight, I feel like this is one of the things that I really don't actually apply personally, because if you're there in the situation, you would still try to work on things, right? Even though there are red flags already about you sacrificing your values or you sacrificing your peace. So yeah, it's a bit difficult.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with you, Kate. I'd like to share with you a personal experience where I resigned from a job because it's no longer nurtured my peace, and it made me more unhappy than it made me happy. So that was actually my first job. I won't tell which employer this is, because, you know, we also have to protect them. But yeah, when you graduate from college, you know, we were all idealistic, right?
Yeah.
So when I entered this job, I was so excited, and it was overwhelming for me because I got a lot of responsibilities. I mean, they trusted me with so much responsibilities, and I liked it because, of course, they trusted me. But then over a span of a year, I noticed that there are some, let's call it red flags in the office. They would let me sign tickets, like flight tickets to, for example, to Bicol or Boracay, Cebu, for a meeting that I don't attend to. So they would edit, like they will make...
Really?
Yes, a ticket. And then they will let me sign it so that they can reimburse that amount that was stated in that ticket.
So you were sacrificing your integrity already.
Exactly. That is actually the major reason why I resigned from that job. Because if I stayed there, you know, I don't know what would happen to me now.
That's a very good decision that you made for yourself. And that's very admirable that you were able to hold on to your values, because, yeah, like I keep on hearing stories. I'm sorry, were you going to say something? Yeah, because I've heard stories of people staying in the company that they think would make them compromise their values. And since they stayed there for longer than they should have, like you feel like you're getting corrupted, your values are getting corrupted already. So that's very good, because not a lot of people actually catch it like you did.
Yes, I was actually worried that I might compromise my own values, and that I might also adapt the environment, that toxic environment.
Yeah.
And so,
I think that one of the reasons why you were able to spot it, love, is because there's this sense of awareness in you that this is my personal values. This is my this request crosses my boundary, or this action crosses my boundary already. That's why it's already
gone. Yeah.
And then that's when you know now, okay, I can't do this. I need to let go.
Yes, actually, there was a time that I went home during our lunch break, I really cried because, that was my first time to sign a ticket that I didn't even use. So after I signed that, I really cried. I went home because I was like, oh, did I just do that? Okay, if I did that today, maybe I won't let that happen anymore. So that was actually the turning point or the major turning point why I decided to let go of that job.
Wow. That must have been difficult. But did you at least have fun in that job, or did you just feel like you did not belong there at all? Like, how difficult was it for you to think of letting go of that job? Or was it an easy decision for you?
It wasn't an easy decision for me because I still stayed for more than 6 months.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because I was thinking about my resume. What if I...
Yeah, that's right.
You're right?
Yeah.
You know, there are some things to consider before you leave a job. Yeah. I'm sure you all experience that also.
Yeah, I think you wouldn't want to leave a job after just 6 months.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So I waited. I needed some patience, but there would come a time that I would have a hard time getting up in the morning, and I dreaded going to work because of that. So
you
imagine
motivated
I
anymore. Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's not just like. It's not just a matter of it doesn't give you peace, but like there are questions like this drains me, it drains you already, it brings you down, like there's low energy after doing an activity or a project, and then you feel like your mood is changing. Because I realized I was also in a situation where I have a job that pays really well, but then there's no motivation to do things anymore. And I know that, okay, I need to let go of this job because I know in myself that it doesn't help me grow anymore or it helps me. And there's a lot of girls who answered also that they know that it's time to let go when there is no growth anymore. And I think it applies not just to jobs, of course, but to relationships, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I think Kate and I, we were having coffee last week, and then we asked, is it time to let go when you're like in a long-term relationship? When there's no, or like you're staying out of coffee.
I cannot relate.
if there's no growth, if it's not causing you self-growth, it's all about like if it hinders you from growing, diba?
Yeah.
Or girls.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
I think that's another sign when you know it's time to let go, when there's no growth anymore. But how do you know that there's no growth anymore?
Yeah.
Hello, listeners. Let's have a quick break from our conversation. We'd like to invite you to the Better Filipinas Book Club, where we pick a book, read it together, and share our learnings and insights. Follow our Instagram for instructions on how to join and read with us. So back to our conversation.
Personally, I think that when you're just staying out of comfort and you're just on autopilot.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Autopilot. It's the right word.
You have to check yourself.
I love how you mentioned that, because when I was working in corporate for more than 10 years, when I got out of it, that's when I realized that I was being so robotic during those years. And when I left, that's when I actually first started feeling a bit more human. So yeah, I like how you mentioned that, because I did not realize it that time. Imagine 10 years of not realizing that I was operating on autopilot.
Oh my.
Although if I'm gonna look back, I was really happy with what I was doing. I was happy that I was doing those jobs, or I was in those jobs. But then Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I was just happy because I was achieving things. But so when we talk about growth, right? Of course you will have career growth, but did I feel like I was growing as a human? As a human during that time. And I feel like there were a lot more things for me to explore beyond that. And I feel like I'm growing now as a human being. I'm learning so much more about myself. I'm learning so much more about other people now that I'm not on autopilot. So growth maybe for some people could be about career growth, and that's fine. But it really depends on what you want to really achieve in life. Or I don't know, maybe I'm just in a different phase in my life right now.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I like what you said, that growth can be in careers, growth can be in friendship. And I think being aware that, okay, I don't want to live my life this way is a sort of growth. Because for me, before, I used to really drain myself. But right now, I know when to, rest. It's what makes my life more, for me personally, it's all a personal journey, right?
Yeah.
I don't want life to just happen to me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes.
So because
you want to actually live your life. Yeah. And not just happen to you. Yeah.
Yeah. So that applies in career and in life and then also in relationship. Like, I don't want it when I feel that way, that it's just happening. Or I'm not the one who's making conscious decisions or conscious actions or mindful decisions. I think that's a better term to pinpoint it. Like, mindful decisions on how to live my life, like in career, in relationships. This is the, for me, like how I define success is different now. How I a healthy relationship is different. This is what I want in a relationship, in a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm so blunt. Like, I will say, no, I don't want this. So I don't mind not getting this salary as long as I have my time to take care of my health.
That's true.
And have time with your loved ones. Because I think it was you who told me about how you left a certain job because you observed how other people, like the people working with you, are, how they were proud that they were not able to attend their family gatherings or important occasions.
Not proud, but then it's something that they would they miss important occasions. And for me, it's not okay. So I think I get what you said, Atikade, that after 10 years in corporate, you just decided, I'm not living my life this way. Life shouldn't happen to me this way. I will make my life happen, right?
Yeah.
Making those conscious decisions, knowing what to jump into. And I think with Micah, it's also the same. Like, for those who doesn't know, of course, as we go along in the show, you'll know us. Like, for Micah, I've known her since we're kids. And
kids,
having to decide to move out from her comfort zone to grow and set up something that is truly her own, right? It's something that I would say part of mindful decisions or mindful living right now.
Yeah, right? Mindful living.
We let go when there's no growth, so we don't live.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Well, sometimes when you're in your comfort zone, well, of course, at first it would feel good because, of course, you're comfortable. But then over time, over time you will feel like, oh my gosh, I am not doing anything. I am here at my comfort zone. What's happening to me? And then that's the time you get to realize that I need to get out and face a new challenge, right? Because if you're not going to be challenged, then there would be no growth.
there are challenges for you to learn. And when you learn, then there's growth.
Yeah, for yeah. the challenge
yeah.
that we experience. I'm drinking tea right now and it says, without the storms and rain, life would cease to be. How
I love that.
How apt.
We're, how apt. Where were you able to get that tea? I need to get that. Like, I need...
So nice.
And the tea bag, that's the quote. Without the storms and rain, life would cease to be. So I think...
I need reminders like that while drinking my tea as well. So
correct. We need to get that cup.
I think, how do we know that there's no growth? I mean, that's one, if it's like an autopilot. But how about in relationships?
Oh, it's so difficult when it comes to relationships, ooh. I think. Because there's emotions involved.
I've used that breakup reason. I feel like you're hindering my growth. I've used that.
Oh. But it's good that you were able to realize that, because I feel yeah. like I'm the kind of person who's clouded by emotions when I'm in a mm-hmm. relationship. So
same.
So, yeah, like I would always have those rose-colored glasses and not yeah. even see the red flags because I'd just be so focused on the relationship and my emotions that I would not be able to spot any bad that's happening or maybe, yeah. So it's good yeah, that you knew true. That you're not experiencing growth.
Yeah. Meg, sorry, I'm just curious. So how were you able to tell that that relationship is hindering growth yeah. or hindering you from growing?
Well, yeah. I will learn.
No, at first, maybe it was the timing. I was really young that time and my partner is much older. So mm-hmm. I feel like it came to a point that we wanted different directions. Mm-hmm. And this, I know in myself that I'm being unfair because this is where I want to go. I still want to do a lot mm-hmm. of, I still want to experience a lot of things. So that's why I felt like maybe this relationship is hindering myself from growing, because, you know, when you're with a partner or when you're committed to someone, there are decisions that you make and you take them into consideration, right? I mean, that's yeah. a committed relationship works. When there are decisions that you have to take in consideration how your partner will feel or how your partner will react. So I think that's one. It's like the direction of where I want to go yeah. and then yeah. my partner want to go. And I would know it's hindering me because it's different. So ooh. That's one. And then...
yeah.
So, you were not able to reach a compromise during that time?
Well, I feel like I'll be unfair to stay in that relationship because the timing is already, I feel personally, that the timing is so different for both of us. And when you're young, you still want to experience a lot of things. When you're in your early 20s, you still want to experience maybe taking more risk or having further studies. So that was one that I feel like I can't give myself fully to what I want to do next because I have a relationship. Gets.
Ooh, yeah. Gets yeah.
Like that. It's, I mean, so that's one of like one of the breakup reasons that I used before in the past. Like,
how did that person take it?
Of course it's sad, but then it's been for so long, and I feel mm-hmm. I have to let go of that relationship. There's like a lot of opportunities that came, and there's all that I know I wouldn't experience it if I am in a relationship.
Oh my
that's true, how you that's know true. That you made the right decision.
Yeah,
right. Amazing.
I've been seeing this quote from the social media that when you let go of something that is not right for you, then that's the time you attract the right things for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you have to make space for the right things or right people in your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And I think it's hard to let go of something that you had for so long because there's a certain level of attachment already. I mean, right, you're used to it. It's a routine. It can be a routine. It's
yeah.
It's something that you're used to. So
yeah.
It's hard, but then it's something also that we need to do so we can learn.
Yeah, right. Oh, by the way, I've just thought about this post that got viral a few months ago where the wife posted something about not being able to accomplish so many things because she's been a housewife for so many years and her husband was the one who works for the family. Have you ever seen that going around the internet?
Yeah, I saw that post. It went viral, right?
Yes, yes.
I did not see it.
Went viral.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. So I don't have social media.
Like for me, I mean, I'm not judging the husband, but for me,
about it.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Like people has a lot of opinions about that post.
Yes, yes, yes. That's true. Like for me, I'm not judging them, but if I was the wife, I would feel like there is no growth in that situation anymore because, you know, you've been having doubts already whether you are putting something on the table or not because you've been doing the same things over and over again. So that's just my take on it. How about you, Meg? And can you just please share it with Kate?
I have no idea about this post. I'm so sorry.
Like, to give you a background, that post went viral a few months ago because it was a wife who posted about all the things that they built in their marriage. But then at the end of the day, she didn't feel fulfilled because she felt like everything that she was doing was for the family or for the husband. And there's a lot of reactions coming from people because I think it's how the husband responded. Like, Micah, I mean, I can't remember the exact words how the husband responded, but it's like, whatever is yours, whatever is mine is also yours. Is it something like that? I'm not sure. I'm not 100%.
Yes, yes. I think that was what he meant. Like, whatever he achieves also in life is also the achievement of his wife.
Yeah.
So but, he, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a feedback from people because I think it's very important to have personal growth when you're in a relationship.
Yes. Well, I think you have to be able to keep your individuality, even if you're in a relationship or in a marriage, in a family, because
exactly.
You want to make sure that you're also fulfilled personally.
Yeah.
Yes, you are right about keeping our individuality in relationships. Because if not, you are going to lose yourself in the relationship. That is actually one of the answers, right? From the community.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How to know when it's time to let go when you are losing yourself in the relationship. So I hope that this doesn't happen to any of us.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So,
but I guess if she finds fulfillment in what she's doing as a mom or as a wife, then that's good for her. But it really depends on the person. But if she feels like every now and then, I think everyone, even moms or even dads or anyone in a relationship, you need to set aside time for yourself. I think that's very important just to be able to keep yourself. I'm not sure how to word it anymore. But yeah, just to keep your individuality. Yeah.
And I remember one of the quotes from a leadership books that I read that, you know, change is always, it says, it's a quote from John Maxwell. He's one of the leadership authors that I read. That change is always inevitable, but it's up to us how we can grow from that situation. It's change is inevitable, growth is optional. It's like, it's our choice. It's our consent when we make the decision to grow from those changes or those challenges. And going back to what Micah said, what the other girls from our community said, is it's time to let go when you're losing yourself in the relationship. But how do you know when you're losing yourself already?
I think
that's a good question.
I think it's when you are doing everything for the other person or doing everything for, it's not just a relationship, like you're doing everything for the job or the situation and you're not doing anything for yourself anymore. I think that's when you're starting to lose yourself, like when you stop thinking about yourself. I know that's being selfless, and if you're a selfless person, that's normally applauded by people, but you always have to take care of yourself and think for yourself as well.
There is still a lot of things to talk about, but you're correct, Atiquette. That. But I think we have to take a quick break from this conversation. So, right?
Yes.
We'll go back for a few, just give us a few minutes and we'll go back and we'll talk more about
the other signs of letting go.
Yes.
Go. Right. Okay.
All right.
We'll be right back.
So if you want to share what you learned, don't hesitate to DM us on Instagram. We are at Better Filipinas, so connect with us. And also visit our website at www.betterfilipinas.org. We're also looking for artists and writers, and we really want to grow our community with you.
This has been Micah,
Meg,
and Kate. And join us again next time here on Sit With Us, the Better Filipinas podcast. Real conversations for modern Filipinos. Thank you.